1-800-259-9269.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, which is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, we can talk about how there is no war on drugs. But first, a story that I promised or mentioned. I suggested it last night, and I don't think we ever got to it. It is the top military recruitment lies, all cataloged together in the same place. Some of these we've touched on in the past on Free Talk Live. We've had veterans call into the show to sort of give us the real scoop on some of the promises that you hear. If you just believe what the military tells you in their advertising and their promotional vehicles on television and in print, and just the rumor mill, if you will, you'll think that a lot of these things that we're going to talk about are true. But as it turns out, there's a little bit, well, more than meets the eye, shall we say? And we'll start the list from alternet.org. And again, if you want to comment here, if you were in the military or currently are in the military and you want to share your story with us, how you feel like you were duped, 1-800-259-9231. Number one, according to alternet.org, the top military recruitment facts. Recruiters lie. According to the New York Times, nearly one of five United States Army recruiters was under investigation in 2004 for offenses varying from threats and coercion to false promises that applicants would not be sent to Iraq.
Now, what was that number? One in five?
One, nearly one of five.
So, say 18%?
Something like that.
That's a pretty high number.
They were under investigation, and that was in 2004. One veteran recruiter told a reporter from the Albany Times-Union, quote, "I've been recruiting for years, and I don't know one recruiter who wasn't dishonest about it. I did it myself," end quote.
Mm.
Now, the reason for that is because they've got quotas.
Yeah.
These guys are like salesmen. They have quotas they have to meet.
You know, I resent that statement as a salesman. I tried very, very hard. I've sold ad sales since 98.
Yeah, these guys are like salesmen that can get away with lying.
I see that maybe they don't have competition. I don't know. It looks like they're getting they've got 18% of them have charges against them, so they're not getting away with it entirely.
Well, okay, true. But once you get that person's signature on the line, they can't go back and
doesn't tell lies.
Yeah, they can't go back and go after you. They can't go after the company for being dishonest. It's just that they just happen to be investigating.
A good salesperson provides service. They try to get their product or service, taken by the person, but at the same time, they have to provide advice. They have to say the good things about their product, that kind of thing. Man, I resent that statement that salesmen, tell lies.
I didn't say salesmen tell lies.
You said they're like salesmen. They tell lies. They're like salesmen.
Well, that doesn't mean that salesmen tell lies. I'm just saying that's what they're doing. They're trying to sell people into the idea of getting into the military, and in order to do it, many of them tell lies. Lots of salespeople don't tell lies. I'm sorry if I had conflated those two,
Okay. Accidentally.
Number two, the military contract guarantees nothing. The Department of Defense's own enlistment reenlistment document states, "Laws and regulations that govern military personnel may change without notice to me. Such changes may affect my status, pay allowances, benefits, and responsibilities as a member of the armed forces, regardless of the provisions of this enlistment reenlistment document."
So
there's the opt-out.
Basically, they can do whatever they want once you sign that line.
That's correct.
Does it sort of mean they have to do it to everyone?
Presumably, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, a little fairer, more fair.
Not really. I mean, they can just change the rules on a whim, and you can't do or say anything about it. It doesn't invalidate the contract. You're still their servant. You're their indentured servant for X amount of more years, and they could completely change the terms on you. Now, that's also the case with many corporate contracts, with many, like your cell phone contract. If you actually look at the agreement that you signed, there's usually a statement in there that says something similar. Sometimes it'll say that they have to notice you, give you notice of the proposed changes. And many times they don't. Sometimes it'll say right there that, we can change this however we want to, and we don't have to give you notice. But in those agreements, you can always back out, or you can refuse to pay, or whatever. If they change the terms and you don't like their service anymore, then you just, you just refuse
right.
payment.
If it's a cell phone and they change your service plan, then you can you know, choose not to have that service
anymore. You walk down the street and go to the competitor and get their service instead. Of course, the military doesn't have that. You know, once you're in, and there's no getting out. Shouldn't be that way. Number three, advertised signing bonuses are bogus. Bonuses are often thought of as gifts, but they're not. They're like loans. If an enlistee leaves the military before his or her agreed term of service, he or she will be forced to repay the bonus. Besides, Army data shows that the top bonus of $20,000 was given to only 6% of the 40-something... This is interesting. It's 47,727, and then there's another two at the end of it. So I don't know if they put the comma in the wrong place. But nonetheless, 6% of the enlistees who signed up for active duty.
Well, 500,000 people didn't sign up last year. So
it doesn't say what time frame. Number four, the military won't make you financially secure. Military members are no strangers to financial strain. 48% report having financial difficulty. Approximately 33% of the homeless men in the United States are veterans. And nearly 200,000 veterans are homeless on any given night. Which is kind of weird because they promise you that they're going to train you and stuff. That once you get in the military, you'll get all this job training. And you'll get out and it'll be easy to plug into the workforce.
I guess
it's not so easy after you've seen action and seen your buddies' heads being blown off. And maybe that does a little bit of damage to you.
I think some people do get great training in the military. I think that other people, like the people that, you know, carry guns and catch bullets, they're not getting usable training for the workplace.
In fact, they address the job training one, that promise, here in a moment. But first, number five, money for college. If you expect the military to pay for college, you better read the fine print. Among recruits who sign up for the Montgomery GI Bill, 65% receive no money for college.
Oh, man.
And only 15% ever receive a college degree. The maximum Montgomery GI Bill benefit is $37,000, and just over that amount. And even this $37,000 is hard to get. To join, you must first put in a non-refundable $1,200 deposit that has to be paid to the military during the first year of service. To receive the $37,000, you must also be an active duty member who has completed at least a 3-year service agreement and is attending a 4-year college full-time. Benefits are significantly lower if you're going to school part-time or attending a 2-year college. If you receive a less than honorable discharge, as 1 in 4 do, leave the military early, as 1 in 3 do, or later decide not to go to college, the military will keep your deposit and give you nothing. Now, I could understand that if you break your agreement in that you don't stay the full four years, then they
wouldn't
be
have that choice.
Then you could, you know, pretend like you're gay or something like that and get out.
Something could happen.
But if you break the agreement, then it would make sense that they wouldn't pay for your college at that point. But if you decide not to go to college, then they keep your deposit? They just take your $1,200? You don't get it back?
That happens all the time with the government. I mean, you know, you put in some kind of deposit anything. If you're trying to build a property or mm-hmm. build on your property, you have to put in a site plan. You have to put money in towards the board. Then they get to say yes or no. If you're filing with the FCC.
Right, and if they say no, it's gone.
Yeah, if you file with the FCC to get a radio station, it's a $75,000 filing fee.
What? No way.
I've heard that number somewhere.
$7,500, maybe. I can't believe it's that high.
It's a filing fee that I would hate to lose.
Yeah. The military can give you nothing. The $71,000 the Army is currently advertising and the $86,000 by the Navy includes benefits from the Army or Navy College Fund, respectively. Fewer than 10% of all recruits earn money from the Army College Fund, which is specifically designed to lure recruits into hard-to-fill positions. Number six. Again, we're on the list of top military recruitment lies. Job training. Vice President Dick Cheney once said, quote, "The military is not a social welfare agency. It's not a jobs program," unquote. If you enlist, the military doesn't have to place you in your chosen career field or give you the specific training that you requested. Even if enlistees do receive training, it's often to develop skills that will not transfer to the civilian job market. For instance, there aren't very many jobs for M240 machine gunners stateside. So that's one of the things they promise young people is that, oh, yeah, we're going to give you training. You're going to come out. You're going to have skills and everything. And you can request where you want to go, but that's it. Then they decide. And they'll make promises, like, you know, going back to entry number one, recruiters lie. They'll tell you all kinds of things to get you to put your name on the dotted line. They'll promise you up and down that you'll get training in the area that you specify. And then when you find out that that's not the case, it's already too late. You're in. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Do you have an experience in the military? Have you experienced the lies? Would love to hear your story. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts, serious issues, and fun stuff. You will find it all, and it's all for free, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We are sharing a few, of the top military recruitment lies with you from alternet.org. They're running down the list, everything from recruiters lie to the military contract doesn't guarantee anything, can be changed at any time on a whim, they don't even have to notify you. Advertised signing bonuses are bogus, the military won't make you financially secure, money for college is pretty much BS, and the job training thing is pretty much a lie as well. They'll tell you all kinds of things to get you to sign on that dotted line, so young people listening, be very careful if you're considering joining the military. I would highly advise against it. The more I learn about the military, the less and less I like them. In fact, we've got a gentleman who is in our chat, our Amplifier-only chat room right now, Puke, who just recently got out of the military, so I would say he has a little bit of experience in this area. And one of these entries here at alternet.org was talking about how when they give you the when you get signed up for the military, they give you a signing bonus. And if you leave early, they take that bonus back from you. They demand that you pay the bonus back. Now, that again would make sense because you weren't really honoring your contract, right? Like if you managed to, if you signed the military agreement, they give you a $5,000 bonus, and then 2 years later you decided you hated it so much that you wanted to pretend you were gay in order to get discharged. Let's say that's possible.
I think it's possible just to get out of the military if you hate it too, to some extent.
I don't know how you go about that, but maybe it is. But whatever, it is possible if you go through if you jump through whatever hoops you need to do. But in that case, you are indeed breaking your agreement, and so I could understand them asking for the bonus back at that point. I could understand that. But according to Puke, again, who just got out of the military, apparently if you are actually injured, if you are injured and discharged, wounded and discharged, they demand the bonus back. And that seems just dead wrong to me.
That's despicable is what that is.
Let's go.
The person got injured serving their country, and they want the bonus back.
It's just awful. I mean, that's the last. That's not the time when you can get money out of people. The person's injured; they're going to need every last penny of that.
Mm.
Number seven, war comms. This is the final military lie, according to alternet.org. We'd love to hear from you if you've got a story. Perhaps you've been in the military, or you currently are in the military. Tell us what lies they told you to get you in, and at what point did you discover that? They were lying. Number seven, war, combat, and your contract. First off, if it's your first time enlisting, you're signing up for 8 years. On top of that, the military can, without your consent, extend active duty obligations during times of conflict, national emergency, or when directed by the president. That means that even if an enlistee has 2 weeks left on his or her contract, or already has served in combat, he or she can still be sent to war. More than a dozen U.S. soldiers have challenged stop-loss measures like these in court so far, but people continue to be shipped off involuntarily. The military has called thousands up from the inactive ready reserves, soldiers who have served for some as long as a decade and been discharged. The numbers, twice as many troops are fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan per year as during the Vietnam War. One-third of the troops who have gone to Iraq have gone more than once. The highest rate of first-time deployments belongs to the Marine Corps Reserve. Almost 90% have fought. So, oh wow, there's more than, there's actually, this article's a little longer than I thought that it was. But nonetheless, just looking at that one there, the idea that you are signing up and you're told that, well, you're going to be 4 years active duty, and then there's going to be 4 years in the inactive ready reserves, and then, you know, you're done. But according to the way things have actually worked, if the military decides it needs more troops in Iraq, then they just tell you, yeah, Mark, you know, we were going to let you go, but we need you to stay. So, looks like you're sticking around for an indefinite period of time.
Well, it's my understanding when you sign up that you sign up for 8 years.
Yeah.
Now, four of that may be active duty and then four of it inactive, or even two and six, but they can call you up any time. I don't think a lot of people really know that when they sign up, but, you
know. What could they know, really?
I mean, you could be 2 or 3 years into your new life, and they just call you up and you've got to go.
Seriously, what could you know? Right? I mean, as far as the military code of conduct or the code of justice and all the little rules that they have, I'm pretty sure the entire contract isn't written on one piece of paper.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, how many people join the military that actually read the entire military code before they join? Just so they know what they're getting into. How many of them?
I would
a percentage of a percentage, if any. It's just sad. You know, why are you telling... Why? It's just such a bad deal. They have to lie about it. The whole thing is such a jip, they have to lie about it.
Well, compared to the rest of employment in America, yeah, it is. There's no way you'd sign a contract where you absolutely positively have to work for somebody for 4 years, and then they can call you back for another 4 years after that, and then they don't pay that great or anything.
Nope.
I suppose that some... I mean, they're always talking about they instill discipline and that kind of thing. I think discipline comes from the inside.
You know what? I think that a lot of people complain about kids these days, you know? Oh, these kids are so undisciplined. They just need to be spending some time in the military, and that'll straighten them out. Well, I think it's really just a matter of letting kids grow up. Instead of forcing kids to remain young and remain childlike for as long as possible, let's let them enter the workforce earlier.
Right. And exactly why are they going to grow up in the military? They're told what to do all the time.
Mm.
I mean, isn't that what you do with children?
Yeah, that is true.
I think that, that people come into their own in their own time.
And especially if they're put into circumstances where it's required. You know, if you go into the workplace as a young person who doesn't really have much discipline, then all of a sudden, you know, you've got to be somewhere at a certain time,
right,
every single day. You've got to be satisfying customers or you're going to lose your job.
You've got to have a certain amount of initiative in just about every job.
Exactly. If you're put into those circumstances, then you will either adjust or you will get fired. And then you'll try again because you're going to want a paycheck at some point. Maybe you don't need a paycheck at age 13 or whatever, but eventually you're going to realize that having a little bit of money coming in, even as a young person, I mean, kids these days, they like having money. They like being able to go out and buy their purses and their shoes and their, you know, jeans or whatever it is that they buy.
Mm-hmm.
They like having money, so eventually they're going to get it through their heads that they need to do what it takes in order to get those paychecks. And that will lead them to that discipline that people are talking about. I know it worked for me. I mean, not that I was that I was particularly undisciplined before I started working, but I can tell you that I'm so glad that I went out and I got a job at age 16 instead of going out partying every weekend with the other people that were my age.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were doing.
Well, I got a job early and did both. But still, you know, I knew that I had to be to work on time. I knew that people counted on me. I knew that if I wasn't there to open the store at 10 a.m., there's going to be people standing outside and they're going to be upset.
Well, I mean, I probably could have done more hanging out. But at the place I was working was retail, big Kmart. As a matter of fact, the place I was working at the time, they needed somebody to do nights on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and I wanted to be a valuable employee.
That's so money.
That's what I went and did. And it worked, because I graduated high school with a cool 10 grand in the bank. How many high schoolers can claim that? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line, the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
We started out the hour talking about some of the top military recruitment lies and wanted to know if you had any stories or, of course, any comments, or you can bring up whatever you want. So let's go to the phones and start with Jim in West Virginia. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, hello. Hey. How you doing, folks?
Hey, doing great. You're listening to WVTS. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yes. All the points that you made, I'm sure, probably are true at some point in time, but every one of the things that you talked about regarding all the benefits, the promises, the paying for college, the bonuses, they all happened to my son. Okay, he has no complaints. He's in the Army.
So you're saying they screwed your son over, but he doesn't have any complaints?
No. He's saying that he got all those things.
I got all the things that they said they would give him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Well, there are some people that do get what they're promised, but other people don't. You know, they lie and they say they're going to place them somewhere and they don't. And then, you know, how do you feel about the point about what if your son got wounded and then had to pay back his bonus? How would you feel about that?
I probably wouldn't like that very much.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they can legally do that. I don't know.
Oh, sure they can. They're the military. They can pretty much legally do whatever they want.
Exactly. That's my point. Whenever somebody joins the military, they have to realize that that's the final rule right there.
It's true, and I wish it weren't that way.
They can do whatever they want to do.
Well, why do you think it is that the military can offer a job that, you know, in that respect? I mean, McDonald's couldn't get away with that. Walmart couldn't get away with it. Why do you think it is that the military can get away with that in today's job market?
I would say, well, it's tradition. It always was done like that from the beginning, you know. And and you have the government to back up the...
Right.
The Uniform Code of Military Justice.
You've got the government and all their guns and their courts, and so, you know, McDonald's doesn't have the ability to use coercion on anybody, but
well,
the government does.
It's a free country. That's you know, we don't have anything that's called a draft yet, okay? So if you join and it's of your own free will, it's like let the buyer beware. You know,
I'm totally with you. Buyer beware, caveat emptor, and that's part of what we're trying to do here is to help these young people beware because they are faced with lies coming from many of these military recruiters.
I kind of think lying is a little strong, okay?
18% of them have, you know, cases against them for lying. You know, I mean...
I would like to see the particulars, you know, lying... Lying to some person may be a misunderstanding. You know, I know you said you were going to do this, you know. But all along the process, when my son was being recruited, because it was a toss-up, I think, whether he was going to go to the Navy or the Army, and he ended up in the Army, the recruiter that was sitting in our dining room said, make sure you get everything you want in writing.
I would agree with that completely, and I think that there's a lot of kids who probably don't have the advantage of having a parent that's so involved in their recruitment. I think that a lot of kids just, you know, they go, they sign up at the
high school,
the high school or the recruitment office or whatever, and their parents aren't nearly as involved.
Well,
it sounds to me like...
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if there's another uh-oh. You know?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
kids are gullible. About the contract that one signs, to join the military says that not only are the things on this contract true, but everything in the military Uniform Code of Justice is also, you know, affects this contract. There's no way that anybody who, you know, signed an employment contract anywhere would be able to get away with, you know, having a huge, you know, volumes and volumes of their contract being thousands of pages long. That's
or
not fair.
I agree, but see, this is not a normal employer. This is too... defend the country. It has nothing to do with...
Well, they're not defending the country anymore.
Civilian life. It is military life.
Come on, Jim. You and I both know. You and I both know the military is not defending America.
What's it doing?
Well, it's out around the world starting conflicts.
Oh, it's starting conflicts.
Right. You defend America by staying in America.
I don't think the military starts the conflicts, Ian. I think that the politicians...
The politicians start the conflicts.
It's the politicians. You can't blame the military.
Sure you can. And here's why I can blame the military, because each one of those military members, they swear an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic.
Okay.
And domestic enemies would include politicians, like, you know, people that are sending them on unconstitutional orders. So,
that's a legal matter. You've got to just establish a legal position and win it before you can win that argument.
I don't think that's true. I think that as a military member, you should refuse orders when they are unconstitutional. And I don't think you have to buy hire a lawyer for that
position to take for you know a 22-year-old guy to go up against his colonel or his captain and say, "No, sir, what you're suggesting I do is illegal and it's against the Constitution. And I won't do it."
I know it's tough. I didn't say it'd be easy.
Yeah, see, we're bordering on a couple of like idealistic attitudes here, and I understand that, and I think that's good. But realistically, both sides of the situation or the issue, you know, they've got to police themselves and do the best they can with what they have. Okay, but like I said, it's and I'll go away if you want me to, but it's not the best of both worlds by any means, but it's as good as we can get. And until someone comes up with a better system, I'm voting for the one we have.
Well, fair enough, Jim. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I've got a better system. I think a nice interim step. I'll take an interim step of bringing the military home from around the world and drastically, you know, cutting down its size. Because if it were just defending America, it really wouldn't need to be as large as it is today. So that would be a nice little interim step toward eliminating it entirely and allowing the marketplace to handle defense. That would be much better, in my opinion. It would be done on a voluntary basis. You wouldn't have these essentially slavery contracts, indentured servitude. They wouldn't be able to get away with that sort of thing.
I would agree with you.
And they'd have to be focused on customer service instead of just taking people's money and spending it and then dumping tools off the side of an aircraft carrier.
I don't know how in the world private military would work. But what I can say is that I would totally agree that we should bring back people, you know, all the military people out of the 131, I'm not making this number up, 131 nations that they're currently in, and to some of those people feel like they're occupied.
I would feel that way if there was a Chinese military base down the street from me. Even if they weren't killing people, I would feel occupied.
I think we should bring them home, and then we should employ a very small force of professional fighters and then have militias. I think that this is a...
Seems reasonable.
This is how we did in this country for a very long time before
right.
we started this whole empire-building
right.
gig back when we took over the Philippines and Cuba and that kind of thing.
And the fact is, the empire-building you're talking about, being in 130 countries, in active conflict in a few other, a couple countries, all of this is bankrupting the country. It's costing us hundreds of billions of dollars. And that is not good for the American economy.
Working on a trillion there.
At all. Let's continue with the calls. This time, let's go to Jack in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Jack.
Yes. I just wanted to say that the notion that if you get hurt before your duty is up and they revoke the bonus, that's totally false. I don't know where you got that.
I got it from someone who just left the military, still in active ready reserve status.
So they showed you documentation that said it, or did they just tell you this?
He's a trustworthy individual that I know personally, so yes, it is hearsay at this point, sir. Sure.
Yeah, okay, I want to tell you.
But I actually have heard a case of this happening. A gentleman was kicked out of the military because he was injured and then forced to repay his bonus. So I've heard it in the news.
But these are just things that you hear. I was in the military. I was injured in Fallujah a year and a half before my hitch was up. I got a bonus. I didn't have to give it back. That's all in black and white in the contract.
Well, that's good to hear.
Sign.
Excellent.
That's good to hear. If you've got more, hang on, okay? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Dingell, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The single CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. We've got great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more. Things that don't even have our logo on them. We sell the very cool Free Marketeer logo, which is an original design by our store manager and graphic designer, Johnson. You can see what that looks like and get it on a flag or a T-shirt. And then, of course, there's all the great Free Talk Live hats and shirts and hoodies and DVD archive classic collector sets and more. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. And I think there's an upgrade in the works for the store to make it even more user-friendly and more, you know, shopping carty, that sort of thing. So we're putting a little bit of money into the store to make it easier for you to use. Once again, store.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. By the way, Jack dropped off the line. He was the one that was making a counterclaim. One of our listeners, Puke, had claimed that the military has been known to demand that recruits pay back their bonuses if they end up getting wounded and discharged. Jack called in and said, no, that's not the case. He knows people that have been wounded and discharged and so didn't have to pay back.
We've got soldiers saying both sides. I've got a Nightline investigation here. It says wounded soldiers told they owe money to Army. That seems like enough to me.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Livewire in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Livewire.
Good evening. I want to say shame on you guys for putting
shame
out
on
this
me.
Such propaganda, because I'm an honorably discharged veteran myself.
Are you saying, wait a minute, are you saying military recruiters don't lie?
Sir, the fact of the matter is that ever since, like, the 50s and 60s and going way back to the inception of the military, the primary objective of the military is to go kick butt for somebody, a nation that is trying to harm the USA.
Oh, that's
now,
funny.
Now, the fact of the matter is, all of mankind, all of us, myself, you, anyone else, is capable of telling a lie. The military, the recruiting stations do not, or the recruiting commands, the head commanders, don't promote telling lies to individuals. The key thing is that when you go at 18, 17, or whatever, to sign on that paper, it's the same thing. I might recommend, if you've never seen the movie Full Metal Jacket, you should watch it.
I've seen it.
Okay, that is the reality, that when you go to boot camp, it's not supposed to be a country club. It's supposed to go
I don't think anybody there. Said it was supposed to be a country club, sir, and you also dodged my question about military recruiters lying.
No,
you said they weren't encouraged to lie.
Some people lie.
Right. You said they weren't encouraged to lie, which is obviously the official policy. They definitely don't have an official policy that they encourage their people to lie, but they absolutely do lie. You do agree with that, right?
I'd say yes. Some individuals are capable of that. They're not told to do that from the top.
Right. So basically, they've lied to kids to get them to join the military, and then once they get into the military, there's no way for them to get out of the military. At least, no easy way to get out because they're essentially indentured servants for the next 8 years. And so, once the kid finds out he has been lied to, then he's stuck there. Isn't that the case?
For the most part, yes, it is.
Sweet. That's a cool deal.
I'm sorry.
That's
a nice deal.
Hold on. You said shame on me, and I've got to come back to that. Now I have an opinion that we should bring all the troops back to America so that they can defend this country, shrink the size of the military into a small professional force, and then have militias here in the United States to protect this country. Rather than politicians sending our troops around the world to protect this business interest and that business interest or whatever it is that they, phantom that they're chasing after at this moment.
Or this dictator or that dictator.
And, now, why is that shameful?
Okay, well, first of all, let me give you some facts. That during the Reagan administration, I was a member of the Navy. The Navy had over 600, almost 700 ships. During the Clinton administration, the first Clinton administration, it was cut down to less than 300, and it's been continuing to go down. So
I think it's going on its way up now. I think they're dumping more money into the military.
They're talking about more cuts to the Navy specifically.
He's talking about the Navy, Mark. Maybe he's right about that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely the fact. If you check any
military spending is going up. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So maybe they're cutting back on the Navy and bringing up more Marine stuff or Army stuff.
Personnel, they may have increased, but once again, as you would probably agree as well, that because of our current administration, who is not well favored with many people, and with like schools, that the recruitment isn't as strong as it has been time past.
I don't think you addressed your point, Mark.
Well, I'm just wondering why it's shameful for me to have the opinion that the United States military should be in this country.
It's not shameful for it to be in this country. It's shameful that you would say that people are being cut out of their bonuses and such.
Here, let me read the Nightline investigation to you. Do you think that Nightline's telling you lies?
Probably so.
Look,
I'm sure.
you can brush off Nightline, but I know military members.
How about the Army Times? Would you like to hear "Wounded and Waiting" by the Army Times? Do you think they're telling you lies?
No, please read it to me.
Okay, here we go. Slow medical evaluation process leaves many injured troops in limbo. It goes on quite a bit, but it does mention the point in here that in fact some people's bonuses are rejected after they've been injured because they didn't complete their term.
Okay. So there you go, from the Army Times.
Okay, well, I might add that, some people may owe money because they were in debt. They could have used military credit cards. There's been a case where credit cards, they'll go purchase items that have nothing to do with their training.
Are you saying, are you saying that it's shameful to be critical of the military? Is it shameful to expose some of the dishonest things that they do?
No, but it's definitely shameful to say that the top echelon commands are telling all military recruiters.
No one said that.
No one. We would have never suggested that.
Nobody said that.
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, Ian was very specific. He said they're like salesmen, saying that actually salesmen were liars, and that's where I corrected him. So he was, that salesman is a, it's singular. He's saying that they're telling, when they're telling lies, 18% of them are brought up on charges. If it was 100%, then we'd know it was a command issue. 18% means, some people are trying really hard to get their numbers
18%
up. 18%
means it's just a widespread problem, that's all. Nobody ever accused the brass of having an official policy. Do you have any other thoughts, Livewire?
Yeah, if I may, I'd like to add one other thing, and it's kind of an analogy, but similar to what we're discussing. Here it is, President Ahmadinejad of Iran is, I think, in the United States right now, and is supposed to be having a discussion at Columbia University, which denies any recruiters onto their premises.
Okay.
And that's kind of crazy. Interestingly, part of the reason why Columbia is saying they don't want any recruiters on there is because of the don't ask, Intel policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in Aminajad's own country, he has capital punishment for people who are gays.
Well, you won't find anybody on this show taking the side of the university system in America,
right?
Because they're state funded too.
I think there's a real problem with this, with the university system is the way it is. They all take government funds, except for Hillsdale College in Michigan. They all take government funds, and then keeping the recruiters out. I personally, if I opened a college, I wouldn't allow recruiters on my campus.
I wouldn't be taking government funds though,
but I wouldn't be taking the government's money that they took at gunpoint from American citizens at the same time.
Right. Yeah, the college campuses are mostly run by despicable people.
We have this gigantic government that's into everything.
It's true. LiveWire, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave in New Hampshire.
Hey, okay if I change the subject a little bit?
Yeah, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave, what's on your mind?
I had something really wild happen yesterday to me. I was in the grocery store, and I some guy just walked up to me, and he goes, "Hey, you're that guy from..." I'd never seen him before in my life. You're that guy from NHFree.com.
Wow.
You're on those YouTube videos and stuff like that. So I think some of us are starting to get famous or something.
That is amazing. That always comes as a surprise to you, doesn't it, Mark, when people see you on television and they approach you on the street? Because Mark has his own TV show, which, by the way, you can see for yourself over at freekeen.com. But it's always a shock, isn't it?
It amazes me. People want to talk to me about the show.
So did you have a good conversation with the guy? Did you say anything else?
Yeah, we talked about 15 or 20 minutes. He said he'd been over to the forum. He was lurking. He said, "I'm one of these silent libertarians around the state that are just watching and all excited about what you guys are doing."
Excellent.
And he said there's a lot of folks like me out there.
That's what I'm counting on, as a matter of fact. And Dave, thank you for the call, and keep up the good work here in New Hampshire. He's one of the best activists that we have here in the state as part of the Free State Project. But I'm counting on what Dave said to be accurate, that there's this silent majority. There are these people out there that have just been waiting for the opportunity to get active, to get excited about liberty again, to have perhaps candidates running for office that are actually principled, pro-liberty people, to give them a reason to go out and vote. I think those people are out there. I think there are indeed a lot of them. It's just that they don't have any reason to go out and vote for anybody because they know it's just big government candidate A versus big government candidate B. And part of what the Free State Project is doing is giving those people something to believe in, something to get excited about. And hour number two is on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.